It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, we've all been taught, is it rude to ask questions like, you know, when someone might be pregnant or may not even be pregnant, you say, hey, when do you do? When do you do? That's just not a good question. That's just rude to ask, really. Or how much do you weigh? That's another rude to ask question. Or ask the rude. What am I thinking?
Even when the doctor asked me, don't ask me that.
Yeah. That's weird. Are those real? That's a rude question to ask.
What? I mean, you're not sure if it's a Louis Vuitton or a Louis Vuitton, I don't see a problem with asking them.
It could be shoes. Oh. Are those real shoes or are they knockoff shoes?
I got you.
Of course they're real shoes. I'm walking in them.
Okay. How about when someone asks you, how much do you pay for that? What do you say then? That's a rude question, they say.
I'm like, hey, I got a bargain on this, man. I got this at the Goodwill bargain bin.
Well, you know what?
My Ralph Lauren Goodwill bin.
What?
Ralph Lauren.
But it is to ask.
Gotcha.
Like if somebody's driving a new car, I'm not going to ask how much that costs.
Well, you can find out.
But yeah, but if it's something that they did that I'm maybe interested in, I'm like, if you don't mind me asking, okay. I might want to do this too. How much did it cost you?
So like a trip to somewhere maybe? Or
maybe, yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? If you got it free, then make up a price. You don't have to tell me you got it free.
That makes you feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, why did you invite me?
I got it free, but you have to pay.
So 60% of us will tell the truth when someone asks, how much you pay for that? More guys are willing to give the truth than the girls. The girls don't ask as much, I don't think, either.
See, and I usually get my stuff discount, so I'm always proud to be like, this was on sale, like $20 off. It's basically free.
That's the way I am. And people get, like, sometimes they'll get huffy about, why are you telling everyone what you paid for it? I'm like, because I'm excited about the bargain.
The only time I don't like it is when it's my husband and I just happen to not get a good sale
sure.
that day.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind you telling me the sales, Tom, but it's the people that I actually know that have to brag on what the expensive things they bought.
So they're bragging about how expensive
I paid $1,500 for this. I'm like, well, you could have got it for $20 at the thrift store. But
I got it for $20 at the thrift store.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got 9 of these for $1 at Dollar General Store.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell my friends. That's something that your friends want to know, and you can post that on social media as well. But when asked how much you pay for something, 21% of us would say, it's none of your business what I paid for that.
Wow.
That's getting a little rude. A little huffy right there, ain't you?
Plus, in this day and age, I feel like this is like old school thinking because everything is online.
Sure.
And you can find the prices of stuff. So if you're acting all uppity about it, I think you're just living in the past.
Well, it may be like, you're suing someone. Well, how much was your attorney cost? I mean, I wouldn't want to tell. That's kind of rude.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say it's rude, but I mean, maybe you're thinking of getting a divorce too. And you're like, how much does it cost to get that?
Well, true.
Or you go into a store though maybe and they have a display and there's all kinds of a variety of stores and because I did this the other day because it was like it was a Lego set is what it was.
Ugh.
And I said, how much do you, because it was like $4,000 and I'm like, how much you really pay for that? I'm not gonna tell you because I'm like, I ain't gonna buy it. That's a lot of money for some retired Lego set.
Yeah. If I paid $4,000 for toys, I wouldn't tell anybody. I'm like, I got it for $20 at the thrift store.
I don't understand what you mean. So you're saying if you saw the Lego sets.
What do you mean?
Where? A variety of stores?
Yeah. I mean, you got like Goodwills, you got Bricks Minifigs, you got all kinds of places you can go and ask, what that costs.
So you're saying if you saw a person with it, would you ask them how much they paid?
Or the store owner, too. You can ask them.
Well, store owner's not going to tell you what they pay for things.
Yeah, because they're going to up that price.
They got
to
make their markup.
Well, I ain't going to buy something for $4,000.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
No.
I could see you doing that.
Uh-uh.
You Lego people are kind of weird.
I ain't a Lego person.
Yeah,
my kid's a Lego person.
That's not true. They are not kind of weird. They're really weird.
I'm an action figure guy. Okay, that's different than Legos.
Different. That's dolls.
All right, and then 8% said they will just ignore the question outright and not even pay attention to them. How much you pay for that?
Well, that could be rude too.
And then 12% just lie about what they paid for it to make them look better. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems to me like open communication is the best way to go. If someone asks you how much you paid for something and you're uncomfortable with it, just ask them, why do you ask? That way, you can find out, like, are they asking to be rude, or are they asking because they want to buy one, right, or what do they want?
See, and I've just realized I usually tell people before they even ask, because they'll be like, cute bag. I'm like, $20, TJ Maxx. Can you believe it?
See?
Like,
see,
I
and
enjoyed.
That's rude. That's rude. I didn't ask how much you paid for it.
Well, wow. I'm going to tell you anyway. It was on sale.
That's bragging.
It is, but it's bragging about getting the sale price.
Well, what sucks is, you know, their Louis Vuitton you got it for $20. They probably paid $1,000, and they're just mad because you got the same purse.
Because I got the Louis Futon.
Wow, that'd be neat to see one of those.
I know, right?
Yeah, a big old futon that's Louis Vuitton.
They make them.
I wonder if it's comfortable.
They make everything. You go look at Louis Vuitton. I mean, they sell everything, and it gets real expensive really fast.
That Louis Vuitton toilet seat, they got one of those?
They do.
Probably.
It leaves a print of the logo on your butt.
No, I would pay for that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It's time for a Thanksgiving crank call. Thanksgiving's 1 week away. Can you believe that? Right around the corner.
Wow.
Well, Thelma had to do an early Thanksgiving this year because some of her relatives are going to be out of town, and we'll make sure everybody's there. So I don't know if you've had to do that before or not.
We've done all kinds of things. Yeah. Christmas on Martin Luther King Day.
Mm-hmm.
We've had to move around for families because once you get married, all of a sudden there's like eight people you got to try to balance it out with.
Well, that's what happened with Thelma. And she did something unusual with her turkey and has a complaint this year. Kimberly Clark, they make the Huggies Soft Skin Shea Butter Wipes.
What? The what? What's?
The Huggies Soft Skin Shea Butter Wipes.
Salted or unsalted?
So these are for like baby bottoms?
Yes, but they're butter wipes is what they are. You want your turkey to be extra buttery, don't you?
So, oh my God.
So it'd be fun to call them and complain that she used these Huggies Soft Skin Shea Butter Wipes.
Thank you for calling Kimberly Clark's Consumer Services Department. To ensure that our consumers receive the best quality service, this call may be monitored. Please hold for the next available representative.
I don't need to hang my stocking.
Thanks for calling Kimberly Clark. This is Ann.
Yes, hello there. My name's Thelma Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R. I'm the grandmother of 13 lovely grandchildren.
Can I help you with something?
Yes. The reason I'm calling is I am actually calling to complain, unfortunately, about one of your products.
What product is this?
Well, here's what happened. We had to have an early Thanksgiving this year because some of the family was going to be out of town this coming week. And we had it over here at my house with my 13 lovely grandchildren, and all my kids came over. And I normally cook the turkey and dressing and cranberry sauce and mashed potatoes and all that. I'm sure you do that, too.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, and what I did, this year I did something a little different. I normally wash my turkeys. Do you wash your turkey?
Well, I rinse my turkey.
Yeah, well, I wash mine. I like it nice and clean, and I like to have like a fresh scent. So I used Irish Spring on my turkey.
The soap?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I was going to use Dove, but I didn't feel like it would be right to put a bird on another bird.
Really?
Yes. I want to make sure my bird is clean. After that, I slapped it a couple times because here's the thing. I like to massage my turkeys. Do you massage your turkeys?
Tenderizing it, yes.
Yeah, then I used a little cocoa butter with oil and SPF 15 just because I didn't want it to brown too much in the oven. And then that's what I normally do, but this year I used one of your products because Ella Mae Jenkins told me about it.
You used one of our products for cooking?
Yes. What Ella Mae Jenkins told me that you had the butter wipes, and I thought that it might be a good idea, to put these because I wanted my turkey to be extra buttery this year. So I put the butter wipes. I got them out. They were in like a little container, and I pulled them out. They're white sheet, and I rubbed it all over my turkey as I massaged because I thought they will brag about my buttery turkey because they always love my pumpkin pie. That's my specialty, that and sweet taters. But,
you've called Kimberly Clark products.
Right, right. That's what I put. It's they're Huggies soft skin shea butter wipes.
Okay.
And I thought that would be great on a turkey. Ella Mae Jenkins told me about it.
Our product, butter wipes, really aren't to be used for cooking, ma'am.
It says Huggies soft skin shea butter wipes, so I guess it has the butter on there and you wipe it on the turkey. But I'll say everybody complained about my turkey this year. They didn't like it at all.
Well, Huggies soft skin butter wipes, man, those are for babies.
I'm sorry?
Those are for babies.
They're for babies?
Yes.
Well, are y'all, that is preposterous. You are cooking babies at your establishment?
Oh, we just have products to be used on babies, not to be eaten.
I'm confused a little bit.
Yeah, me too. I was a little confused too.
Yes.
There's a baby on the box.
I noticed there was a baby on there, but I thought that babies could eat the turkey.
The wipes, ma'am, are for the baby's bottom.
And I used them on the turkey's bottom.
I might be throwing that recipe away.
I guess you're right. I'm confused here a little bit.
That's all right. I hope we straightened it out.
Yeah, I guess so. So you don't use the Huggies soft skin shea butter wipes on the turkeys?
No, we use them for baby's bottom.
Well, no wonder everybody complained about my turkey this year.
Well, I would just keep that to yourself.
Oh. Well, you know, you guys should probably put a disclaimer. Do not use butter wipes on your turkey.
Well, thank you so much for calling us here at Kimberly Clark.
Thank you, and for helping me with this confusion. Don't tell anybody I put that on
my turkey. Oh, ma'am, I wouldn't. Zip it up.
I hear you. All right. Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. I'm throwing that recipe away.
I'll try.
Yo, there's your Thanksgiving crank call this week.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Sometimes you'll drive through a neighborhood and someone will have a big sign out in the middle of the road that says, slow down, my kids are playing, or something like that.
I hate those because I've never seen a kid play in that yard that has those signs. Not to mention you have a backyard. Why should they be playing in the front yard next to the road anyway?
Because it's like street hockey and stuff. The ball don't roll in the grass.
Cato just said they weren't in the street anyway.
I've never seen any kids at the house.
I, you know, you said that rather harshly.
It is, but it annoys me.
It annoys me too. Not to the same degree, but I have this feeling like, oh, you think your kids are more special than all the other kids on the street that have to be careful, but they don't have a giant sign blocking the road.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're doing it for the kids across the street too, just the kids in that area.
No, they're doing it for their kids.
Yes. It's selfish. It's only on their property.
Maybe they just love their kids more than you do.
I'd rather have those than speed bumps, to be honest.
I mean, really, what kids play outside anymore?
Good point, Cato.
Mine do.
Very few.
Yeah, I saw some playing outside the other day, and I was like, well, I have not seen this in a long time.
Their internet went out.
Get back inside. Y'all are in the way.
That's true, Kato. My son will be like, Dad, the internet's down. I'm like, well, wait, maybe it'll come back on. You can go outside in the meantime. He's like, no.
You can hotspot your phone. That's what I do.
That's exactly right. But apparently someone took this a whole step further, and I'm not going to lie. I think it's funny. Now, the police were upset about it because the police don't like someone doing their job. Mm-hmm. And so this person you can get them online now. You can get signs that look like real speed limit signs. My son actually bought one for one of his friends as a birthday gift. And it had some emoji instead of the speed limit thing. It was like, it basically made a smiley face kind of on the side. Sort of like one of those emojis you see whenever you don't have an emoji, so you make it with the keyboard.
Yeah.
And so we went to Sign Source and got it made for like $30. And it is exactly like a real street sign. Made of aluminum, got the white and the black.
You know, they're just making kids lazy. They ain't not like climbing a pole in the middle of the night out in the city to steal one.
Right.
And now you can just order it online.
That's what I told them, Cato.
It's no fun.
But you couldn't order this one because they don't really make a street sign with a smiley face on it. But because I told them, like, if you're just getting a street sign, go steal it instead. But these people did the same thing. They ordered these signs, and they ordered a bunch. They spent several hundred dollars. But the problem is they said it kind of bluntly. They have one that says, get off your blank phone. And then what they did is they would screw them on to a real speed limit sign underneath the speed limit. So you'd be like, speed limit 35, and it would say, get off your blank phone. Mm. Another one said, speed limit 45, and then a sign underneath it. And Cato, we'll put these up on our Facebook fan page so people can see them.
Well, I don't know about the blank part.
Not that one. But this one said, don't kill any kids today.
Oh, I love it.
And it looks like an official street sign.
Yeah, because it's the same color as the speed limit sign right underneath it.
Which is white and black.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one that says speed limit, slow the blank down. And it's got the 35 speed limit on it. But they put all these different signs that were basically telling people to get off their phone, slow down, be more careful. This is in Boulder, Colorado, and the cops are mad about it. They said that they may charge the person for posting these illegal traffic signs in at least four locations. And while they appreciate the gesture, it's a crime for them to do this.
Well, you know, it can be distracting. A lot of times, like when you go and see those big digital signs over like a bypass or something, and because they actually did this. They stopped making those funny. Like, you know, they would have some that would slow down. I can't think of one specifically, but they passed a law where you cannot make those as funny because people were distracted by
I've never seen a funny one.
I never saw
that. There's one coming out of downtown Greenville. I've seen Amber Alerts.
Yeah. Right.
Don't drink and drive.
We got one in Malden coming towards Greenville that way.
Road work.
It's like slow down or you'll be on Santa's naughty list, stuff like that they were putting on them.
Didn't they get hacked? Is what
yes,
it was.
A lot of them do get hacked, and they put the nasty, naughty stuff like this on it, too.
But, I mean, does it work? I mean, are these signs in Boulder, Colorado
working? Probably at least getting people's attention. I don't know if it's making them actually get off their phone. They probably get on their phone and take a picture of it. But the police said that they actually had to get a special tool to remove the signs from the post. They said it's called a ratchet. And that the team had to work on to remove the four signs on a Tuesday night. So they're pretty upset about it. Again, this is in Boulder, Colorado.
I mean, do we pay attention to any of the signs out there when it comes to the speed limit? No.
They said that they're going to have a team that's going to go through all of the security cameras to try to find the person that committed this crime.
Oh, come on.
Now, call me crazy, but shouldn't you be maybe looking for someone a little bit higher on the crime list than this person if you're devoting that much resources?
Like the one who's flying through a neighborhood who encouraged them to put up the signs in the first place?
And that's a good point. They probably put these signs up because they were dealing with somebody that was a problem.
Mm-hmm. You want to slow people down, put in the speed bumps.
I hate them.
I know. It's like, because you're going through the neighborhood, you're trying to do a little cut through to get to your place faster, and you got to slow it down.
That doesn't slow me down. I consider it a challenge. I'm like, how fast can I get from one speed bump to the next one and then stomp on the brakes?
Oh,
okay.
And the thing is, I like the speed bumps back in the day that were
sloped.
They were the same as the road, cement or asphalt.
Oh, I got you.
And now there are those rubber things that are higher up. Uh-huh. And when you hit it, I mean, you can't hit it going too fast. You bam, bam.
I got to lock my hubs in if I do that one. We're going off-roading.
Well, the police in Boulder, Colorado said, we appreciate the fact it's drawing attention that we would like more people to slow down and not be on their phones, but there are more appropriate ways to get that message out. Sounds like they're getting the message out all across the nation right now with this.
Yeah.
Now, I don't agree with the profanity that's on it because you don't want kids necessarily seeing F-bombs on a street sign. But the concept's pretty darn funny. I mean, the one that says don't kill any kids today is pretty funny. I mean, you're like, all right, that's a reminder. You need to slow it down.
That is a good goal.
Yeah. It's a challenge. Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I have learned a bunch of colorful words from Tom over the years.
Oh, really? Yeah. Blue, green, yellow?
And not when he's mad either. I'm talking about just some unusual words because he has been what you call a reader most of his life. And he is, one of them is curmudgeon. I didn't know what a curmudgeon was. I thought that might be some kind of animal.
That's interesting because I literally am a curmudgeon.
Yeah, okay, that's the definition.
And for those of you who don't know, it's usually a cranky older man.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't have to be old, though, but it's cranky. It's a cranky person.
Well, I have some of the best words to ever exist, according to the internet. And I'm sure you've used some of these. I've heard my grandparents and my mom use some of these, but these are some of the best words ever to ever exist. Top 10. Tomfoolery was one of them. That's a bunch of tomfoolery.
I like that one. Never used that one.
It's another one that describes me.
Yeah, that's true. Skedaddle. I'm going to skedaddle right now.
It's kind of skedaddle, but skedaddle.
Is it? I'm sorry, I said it wrong.
Yeah, it's not a long
the
E.
The southern version is skedaddle.
Well, it would have two E's.
Skedaddle. Don't sit there and call me out on
skedaddle.
All
of it. Skedaddle.
Skedaddle. I'm a southern person.
Skedaddle.
The more you say skedaddle, the more that sounds better.
Okay. Number 8 was nincompoop. You're a big old nincompoop.
Nincompoop.
That is a great word that's not used as much. And you should see that more on social media, I think.
You should probably use it more in everyday life with people you interact with.
You big old nincompoop.
I say it under my breath all the time.
But do you ever see that online when someone's upset?
You know why you don't?
Why?
It's too long.
Oh, who can spell it?
And people, they're like, I need something that I can get down into three letters like LOL or something.
Or jerk. You're a jerk.
Even autocorrects, like, what is this? Nincompoop?
Now, I've heard my mom use this one before. That's a bunch of malarkey. What is that?
It's poop.
Malarkey is poop. Is it really?
Yeah, it's bull malarkey. It's poop. It's poop. Paloop. That'd be a good word.
I need to look that definition. I had no idea that was poop.
I think it's poop in a slang way. It's garbage. It's poop. It's crap.
Mm-hmm. So you can't say that's a bunch of poop?
Well, I mean, you say it's a bunch of malarkey. It's a better word.
Yeah, for high-class people, it's malarkey.
I got you. That's a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah. I've never heard a high-class person say that.
Okay. Number 6 of some of the best words ever invented, lollygag.
Lollygag.
I'm just a lollygagging around there.
The actual technical definition of malarkey is meaningless nonsense. So it's a bunch of crap. It's a bunch of garbage.
Okay.
It's a bunch of malarkey. You're basically telling people something that's a bunch of nonsense.
Okay. Lollygag is just like, I guess, not getting there fast enough, taking your time. You're just lollygagging around here. Number 5, cattywampus. Have you heard that one?
That means it's like sideways or at an angle or tilted.
I've never heard that word.
It's out of place. Like, oh, that couch is all cattywampus.
I've never heard that.
It's a funny word, though.
It is. I don't think I've ever used any of these words so far.
Mm-hmm.
But I have my own word. I'm going to see if it's on the list.
Okay, number 4 of best words to ever exist, shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
No.
Shenanigans. Shenanigans.
That's what we were up to right now is some shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
It's usually stuff that you shouldn't be up to, like when you're out in the middle of the night stealing street signs or something. You're up to shenanigans.
Number 3 is discombobulated.
That's my word.
I'm discombobulated.
The big question is, have you ever been combobulated?
Yeah. I use that often. And it's funny, when my friend of mine, when her son was younger, probably like 6 or 7, I said that in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what did you say? I told him, he goes, I like that word.
Yeah.
Discombobulated.
It is a good word. And basically, it means that you're confused or you're out of whack.
I'm just not bobulated.
Exactly. We're combobulated.
I'm cattywampus and combobulated.
Or discombobulated.
Yes, discombobulated.
I'd see a doctor.
Yeah.
Looks like you're discombobulated. Here, take this medicine.
And call me in the morning. Number 2 of the best words ever invented, flabbergasted.
Love it.
Do you like that one?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm flabbergasted.
My gaster was flabbered.
I assume everyone knows what that means.
No, help us in case we don't.
Astonished probably is a good word for that.
Like, whoa.
Or maybe with a little bit of like confusion mixed in.
All right. You want to take a stab at number 1. Best words to ever exist.
I can't say any of mine on the radio.
Okay. We don't want those. Bamboozled.
Love it.
Yes, I am bamboozled. That could be Kato on a Friday night, too. Is that too much booze?
It could be.
Yeah, I am bamboozled.
So that is, let's see here what they actually say in there. Tricked somebody. Tom Sawyer bamboozled the neighborhood boys into washing the fence for him. Hoodwinked is another synonym for that.
That's a good one, though, hoodwinked.
Yeah, hoodwinked is actually should be on that list, maybe.
Yeah, I guess so. But bamboozled, the number one word I guess everybody thought was...
That's interesting. I wouldn't have put that at the very top. Well, I like flabbergasted and discombobulated better.
Mm-hmm, I like nincompoop still, one of my favorites.
That's interesting that you haven't heard that a lot.
Nincompoop, I've just not seen it. I have heard it.
I thought so.
Oh, I see. I got you. I know what you're saying.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.